Okay, before we begin, I actually want to read to you, who gave the shiur, Mr. Rappaport, you're here, who gave the shiur last week downstairs?
Yes, you bought.
You gave the shiur last week downstairs, and you gave it 2 weeks ago. Remember, Mayevsky's of the entire year, so let me read you a letter. I have your letter from the Young Israel Senior Services of Midwood, on the official stationery from the people downstairs, from the sir downstairs. Dear Rabbi Levin Shlita, we would like to express our sincerest and deepest appreciation to your two Kollel members for leading our Erev Shabbos program in the senior center these past couple of weeks. Our seniors were very impressed and enjoyed their presentations. We look forward for them to continue their great Torah presentations until Rabbi Mayevsky returns from Israel. Thank you sincerely, Galina Terushkin, the director of the Young Israel Senior Service of Midwood. Okay, so Rabbi Isai, very nice letter. Yashu Koyach to everyone for spreading the Marbis Torah, radiating with Torah. Okay, let's begin the parasha. I read a letter here. Read a letter. Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin. Please, let's begin. Parashas Kitzei is unique. What's unique about this year that does not happen most years, about this week's Parashas Kitzei? It's something that's a bit unique amongst most Ashkenazim, is that we lane, how often do you ever lane two haftorahs? Sometimes we lane two parashios. Right, two parashios. That happens every so often. There are 54 parashios in the Torah, and there are not always 54 weeks in the year. So you have no choice. Sometimes it does happen, though. It happens sometimes. Last year, there are times when you have exactly the most you can possibly have in the year is 54 weeks or 53 weeks. Simchas Torah doesn't count. 53 weeks, right? Was it on Shabbos? I don't know. But you can have it where you lane every single Shabbos one parasha. But we know most of the time it's not like that. Most of the time we have no choice but to double up every so often. But haftorah, unheard of. People will laugh you out if you say that you lay in two haftorahs. You skip, right? If it's Hanukkah, you skip the regular haftorah. If it's this week, you skip. That week, you skip. Dal parshios, you play around. There's no such thing as laying every single haftorah. You only lay one haftorah. This week, okay, make a whole drush on this. This week is the only week ever when you mamish lane two haftorahs. You lane the haftorah parashas kiseitze. The haftorah kiseitze is roni yakoro lo yolada, which happens to be almost the same haftorah as parashas noyach. Not exactly. It's a little bit more. I'm sorry? And also, in addition to Kiseitze, you lay the Haftarah of Parashas Re'ei and the Yos Soyara Loi Nuchama. Why do we do this? Because since 2 weeks ago in Parashas Re'ei was Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh we lay Hashemayim Kisi, Varetz Adem Ragli, is the Bais Shayivnuli, is the Mokom Nuchasi. So we were mafsik, but not really, from the Shiva, the Nechemta, during the weeks between Tisha B'Av and it's also Nechama. Right, it's not really called a hefsek. We don't really call it, during the weeks between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, there are seven Shabbosos. And on these seven Shabbosos, we lay words that relate words of comfort for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So we must, it's an ancient takana, and it's a very powerful takana, and you don't manipulate, you don't play games. How then can we skip 1 week by laying the Haftarah for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh? So the answer is the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh also has words of Nechama from Yeshaya. In fact, some of the words of Nechama are even more powerful. The words of Nechama are, let me find over here, like a mother gives Nechama to her child. Here it is, Ki Ish, Asher, Imoy, Tinachamenu. Kain onoichi anachemchem, I will give you nechama ubi Yerushalayim tenuchamu. I will give you nechama and in Yerushalayim you will have nechama. So since the Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh also contains a pasuk of nechama, it can be viewed as also one of the Shiva, the 7 weeks to Nechemta. So it's not really a deviation from the Chama when we lay Shabbos, the Haftar of Shabbos, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. But we did still skip it. We did still skip the normal, yeah?
So then why didn't we make it up last week?
Oh, so the answer is because it's not near the other, the Haftar from next week.
The other this
if you lay in from Klaf, since there are people, it's not really clear, but since there are Minhagim to lay in from the actual Sefer Yeshaya, and Chazal were not happy when we have to be Goylel, when it's necessary to roll a Sefer Torah or a Navi in the middle of the Haftarah, last week, if we would have lain last week, we would make up immediately, we would have to roll the Navi to a new place. They're not next to each other. They are distanced from each other. But this week and the Haftarah that we have missed are adjacent. They're back to back. Right? They're back to back. They continue. So therefore, since they're back to back, that's why this is the ideal week to make it up. So it's so a cycle, so you have to appreciate that it's very unique. You never ever have a hechatim so where you lay in a double Haftarah. This is the only double parsha we do that we take for granted. A double aftara you never do. This is the only week we have such a hechatim, so we tackle in a double aftara. Now, this got me thinking. Now, I don't have a pshat. And what I can be telling you now is probably. What? This aftara goes first. It's order also. Even if it wasn't in order, this haftara goes first because this week's parasha. That's it. Now, here is the question. I'm now going to, like Rabbi Maskey says, I'm going to think out loud with you, and together between all of us, we must come up with a pshat. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but to be fast, we must come up with a pshat to explain what a drush. What we're going is a group drush, like group therapy, group therapy. This is group drush. Okay, so you're going to have to...
That's how we ought to publicize the
title. Okay,
group... Every morning, group therapy.
So this is... So here is the idea, and you'll have to either think about it, or we'll have a shot right away. Here is the vod. Every year, I like to say this over at some point in time from the Maharil. There's a beautiful Maharil. What does the Maharil say? There's a logic behind the order of the Shiva de Nechemta. The Shiva de Nechemta is a conversation between Hashem, the Nevi'im, and Klal Yisrael. It's a very, very popular vart. You've all heard this at some point in time, and it'll all come to mind. The first, let's go very quickly. The first Haftarah is Nachamu, Nachamu. Before I get to this is what I really wanted to say right away. Okay, let's pull right just on hold. When Shavuos is over, when Tisha B'Av is over, when the first Haftarah is Nachamu, Nachamu, a double expression of Nechama. This week is the ultimate Nachamu, Nachamu. Because we went to how each one is a Nechemta, Shiva de Nechemta. The fact that we lay this week two of the Haftarahs means this week is the Kiyum of Nachamu, Nachamu. Okay, that's an independent drush in by itself. Now let's get back on to what we wanted to get to. There's a conversation. The first words of the first Haftarah is Hashem is speaking to the prophets, to the Nevi'im, and Hashem says to the Nevi'im, I'm sending you out on a mission. My people just finished Tisha B'Av. They're depressed. Cheer them up. Go out to my people and say to them, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Yeshaya. Bibachazek Olam. Go out there. Give them Nechama. Yeshaya goes out to the people and he says to them, and he says, I'm here to give you Nechama. They give one look at him and they say to him, leave. Leave. Yeshaya comes back to Hashem. Toimer Tzion. When they see Yeshaya, second half of Parshas Ekev, as soon as Yeshaya walks in the door, they say to him, Vatoimer Tzion. Tzion says, which means Klal Yisrael, Azavani Hashem, Vahashem Rechakoni. Hashem has abandoned me, Hashem has distanced me, we're not interested in hearing words of Nechama. They reject. Parshas Ekev is the rejection of Yeshaya's attempt by the mission. Hashem says, Yishayah, Nachum Nachum Ami. Yishayah goes, he comes to Klal Yisrael, Vatomer Tzion, we don't want to hear from you. Azovani Hashem, Vashem Yichakani, we're not interested, Hashem doesn't know from us. Don't try to go give us comfort. Third week.
Wait, is it Nechamah?
He tries. That's the sequence. This is what the Maril says. The third week, Yishayah reports back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yishayah comes back and he says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, I tried, but you should know, Ania Soyara, the Jewish people, they're like a ship that is tossed at sea. They're Ania is a ship, Soyara in a storm. Loy Nuchama. They refuse to accept my comfort. They refuse. So Hashem says, really? We got a problem. We got a problem. I send Yishai on a mission. Klal Yisrael is not receptive to be mekabel the Nechama of Yishai. Yishai reports back. So what happens on the fourth week? The fourth week, Hashem says, "E bazei, I'll do it myself." Aniyah is with it with Aniyah Soyara, so it's interchangeable. It's interchangeable. If it's that's taka the true, Soyara means storm tossed. Ayin has to be a ship. With Aleph, you're correct. You are correct. Okay, so you are correct. However, the Aleph and the Ayin at times are interchanged. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Look at the Mefarshim. What? What? With an Aleph? An ayin. Yeah, it is. I'm not denying that. Okay, so maybe you want to say means a poor person who's torn stores, lo nuchama. Maybe you're right. Maybe I don't know the translation of the word. Some the aleph and the ayin sometimes are interchanged. But maybe not. Maybe the ayin panim, we have to go back to the source, look at the mefarshim. I have no doubt that we'll talk about it. Okay? I just got to go back to the source. Whatever it is. But lo nuchama. They don't want to accept comfort. So what does Hashem say in week four? If Yishayah is not up to the mission, he's not up to the task, he's a failure, then Hashem says, I'll do it myself. Anochi, anochi, hu menachemchem. I myself will go and give nechama to Klal Yisrael.
How does that work on a year when Rosh Chodesh...
Oh, that's exactly what we're coming to. You missed the first half of the shiur. That's exactly what we're coming to. That's exactly what we're first laying out the backdrop to figure out how this works out. It's exactly what we're discussing. Next, what's the fourth week? So then the next 2 weeks, indeed, Hashem gives Nechama. This week, what's this week? Roni Akara, Hashem is now the speaker. Now Hashem says, Nachamu, Nachamu. So Hashem gives a double Nechama. So there's Roni Akara of this week, he say. And then there's Kitsava, Kum, Kumi, Oy, Kumi, Oyri, Kiva, Oyrech. Rise up. Oyri means my light. In this context, it's in a term of endearment for Klal Yisrael. Kiva, Oyrech, your light has come. It's an expression of Nechama HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shining his light upon Klal Yisrael. And then the last week before Rosh Hashanah, Klal Yisrael is mekabel the Nechama. They say, Sois osis b'Hashem togel libi. We rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our heart is filled with simcha.
Nafshi.
Togel nafshi. Bishuasa. We rejoice in the salvation. In Chanami Klal Yisrael is mekabel. So there's a sequence, there's a dialogue. We review very quickly. Hashem says to Yishayah, go. Give Nechama. Yishayah goes, he's rejected. Vatomer sina zovani Hashem. Vashem shechichoni. Rejection. Third week, Yishayah goes back and reports back to Hashem. And reports back and says, Aniyah soyara loy nuchama. They refuse. They refuse to accept my comfort. Hashem says, if that's the case, I'll do it on my own. Anochi anochi hu menachemchem. And Hashem proceeds. Two weeks. Roni akara lo yolada. Next week is Kumi Oyri Kiva Oyrech. Kumi Oyri. 2 weeks Hashem gives Nechama. And then the last week, Kalaisho is Mekabel the Nechama. Beautiful Maril. But as we started, it doesn't work this year. Because this year, there's a new sequence of events. We did not recite the Nechama of Aniyah, 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 Soyara, Loi Nechama. Instead, we recited Hashamayim Kisi V'Aretz Hadoim Ragloi Eze Vayis Hashayivnu Livi Eze Mokoim Minuchasi. And then we went to Anochi Anochi, and then this week we do two half Torahs out of order, Roni Akara, Ania Ania Soyaro Lo Nuchama, and then the last two. So the question is, I told you, I don't have an answer. This is group therapy here. Let's just go through it. How are we going to make sense of the dialogue between Hashem, the Navi, and Klal Yisrael in this year? It's a unique year. It's a different conversation. The conversation that Kadosh Baruch Hu has the Klal Yisrael this year is not the same. So let me just throw out some ideas, and please speak up to correct me, and if we come up with nothing, we come up with nothing. It's something to think about to make sense of a different conversation, a different version of the conversation. Starts out the same. Hashem says to Yishai, Yishai, go. Yishai goes, and Klal Yisrael rejects him. He reports back to Hashem, they're not interested. Then, what happens? Then, Hashem doesn't say, Anochi, Anochi. This year, when Hashem hears the report, Hashem gets the report. Maybe you'll explain, we're working together. I said in the beginning, we're working together over here. Hashem says, gets the report, they're not interested. They don't want to have Nechama. Wait, hold on, no questions. No, they're not interested. So what does Hashem say? Hashem says, Hashemayim kisi, v'aretz hadoim ragloi, eze mokoim minu chosi, ve'eze bayis asher yivnu li. The word minucha is not the same as the word nechama. No question about it. The letters are in a different order. But you can't deny the fact that they share at least the first two letters of noch, at least two of the three letters in sequence, Menucha, the Lashon of Noch, and Nechama is also
same letters.
Okay, they're not in the same order, but
they're not the same letters. No, they're not the same Shoresh letters.
Right, there are two of the same Shoresh, but it's not on a very simple level, it's a very different word. Rest has nothing to do with comfort. They're different words. But you cannot deny the fact that they share the letters, and the two of the letters are the same in sequence. Thus, we could argue, maybe what I'm saying is a little bit of a stretch, granted, fine, if it's wrong, it's wrong, is that the shorish of having comfort is being at rest. When a person is distraught, what does it mean not to have comfort? It means you're distraught. You're not at peace with yourself. You're restless. When someone provides comfort to a human being, you're giving him menu. You're giving him menucha. Nechama gives the person menucha. So there is a correlation between the two. So even though we mentioned before that the real nechama, the reason why it's not a violation to recite Hashem Kisi is because of the pasuk of Ki ish asher imoy tenachamenu. That post in the middle, towards the end, that's the Ikun Nechama. It's explicit, like a person whose mother gives him Nechama. But the truth is, you don't have to really go to the end. You don't have to go to quote that famous pasuk, and that's why it's not called deviation of Shivda Nechemta, because it says, Kish Asha'imu Tenachamenu. Even the first pasuk is already an allusion to Nechama. Hashamayim Kisi, Hashem hears from Klal, they don't want Nechama, so Hashem says, Hashamayim Kisi, Ve'oretz Hadom Ragoi, Ve'eze Mokoim Minu Chasi. Hashem is asking a different perushim what this means, but let's say just on a very simple level, Hashem is saying, where is the makom? He's posing a question, the klali. Where is the makom of menucha? So I want to try to suggest is that this year is a different conversation. Yeshaya comes back, and Yeshaya says to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, v'toymer tzion azovani Hashem v'Hashem shechichoni. Yeshaya says, I have failed. So Hashem says, why have you failed? What's the reason why you failed? It's because the Nechama cannot come, you're right, the Nechama cannot come from you. I'm working on this out with you together. Hashem is saying, Hashamayim kisi, v'oretz hadoim ragli, v'eze mokoim minuchasi. Now, we use a rhetorical question, Chudosh Olmikra. There's nowhere in the world that can contain a Kadosh Baruch Hu's divine presence. Is there a makom in the world? That's the Pshut Shomekra. Ve'ez makom enuchasi. Can you make a place in this world that can be contained? Impossible. It's a rhetorical question. But let's learn now. Al derech drush. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying is if they're not accepting your nechama, we have to go back to the drawing board and understand why not. The dialogue now does not continue like in a regular year where Kadosh Baruch Hu now says, all right, I'll do it myself. This year it's much more complex. This year Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to understand why you failed. Different year this year. Eizem mokoy minuchasi. Where is the real shoresh of nechama? Why have you failed, Yishai? You know why you failed? I know why you failed. It's because, Yishai, you are trying to give nechama. You're putting yourself into the picture. I told you, nachamu, nachamu ani. You, Yishai, you give nechama. The Klal Yisrael rejected you. You know why? Because you are not the mokum of nechama. You're not the person, another human being is not capable of giving nechama. If the nechama is coming from a person, even though I told you to do this, I told you to do this as a Navi, we have to understand why you failed. And the reason why you failed is because it's still coming through a medium of a Navi. Eizeh makom minuchasi, where is the makom? The next week, which is last week, Hashem says, Anochi, Anochi hu menachemchem. The true shorish of nechama is Hashem. It's not like in a regular year, how the Maril learns, that Hashem says, oh, you failed. These people, they're no good. Or you have to get something done, you do it yourself. Right? That's the normal way we go through the sequence of events. You give someone a job, shemazel. Shemazel, you want something of quality, you do it yourself. Don't rely upon someone. I gave Yishai a job, I told him to give him the chama, he went, he failed. I'll do it myself. Anochi, anochi. This year, that's not the pshat. The dialogue, that's not the conversation. Yishai comes back and he says, I failed. What? You failed? How can you fail? You're a Navi. Different conversation. I gotta go understand this. I have to understand why you failed. I'm just saying like that. I understand. What is nechama?
I understand the nechama differently from the first person.
Change the frame of mind.
Hashem is saying, they focused on a bias. The house is destroyed. That was your place. And I'm telling you now, I'm down here with you as an Eved. I fill the world. Forget the house that you built for me. It's not there anymore. But I'm here. Hashem is saying...
Read the whole passage. Hashemayim kivirzah demali
eze
bias asher tivni. You don't need the bias.
You don't have a house for me.
The eze mokoim menuchasi.
There's no, the mokom of Hashem's menucha is Shemayim Ba'aretz. Hashem said, I'm here. Believe in
okay,
me.
It's similar to what I'm trying to say.
I fill the world.
Okay, so let me.
You
let
don't
me.
Need the bias.
Okay,
that's the mokom.
Okay, I hear.
I have not
okay.
left you. The Shekhinah has come back down.
I hear what you're saying, and what you're saying is 100% true, but I'm just trying to make a new conversation. Okay, I'm trying to preserve the Maril in this year with using his idea. The Maril says is a conversation. I agree with what you're saying. I'm trying to make this into a conversation. What you're saying is correct, but we have to put this into the conversation.
So Hashem is saying back to Yishai, go back. They're destroyed.
Go back and tell them.
I'm here for you.
So what's the next week? What's the next week?
Well, what is
Anochi Anochi.
What?
How then does Anochi Anochi fit into the sequence?
All right, let me look at the next one.
Okay, so that's... Okay, we're running out of time. Okay, running out of time. So, okay, Eino Hanami. I am part of the Torah over Shabbos. You can go and you can analyze. Let me just run, but I want to go by this. Let me just run through this very, just a short idea. You'll go through on Shabbos. Absolutely, just let's go in the sequence. Hashem, in this year, Hashem is not coming to say. We have to make a conversation, though.
Yeah, no. So he says to him, I'm here for you, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Shai goes back and tells him,
So they said, Hashem, they reject Yeshaya. And Yeshaya reports back.
The comfort? They say, okay, he's the master of the world. We accept
Hashem that. Is speaking. Hashem. Koy Omar Hashem. Hashemayim Kisi.
I know, but in Shoftim, which comes after, right?
What? Anochi Anochi comes after.
No, wait, listen. In substitute for A, we're saying after all the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, right? And it says, Koyim Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi. So that's in A. So on that week, Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, to Yeshaya, tell them, I'm here. Now, he comes back, and they obviously are saying, okay, what does that do for us? So he's here, where are we? So he says, go back and repeat the message again. Anoichi, Anoichi, Umanachem. I'm giving you the comfort. I'm here. It's like a double sense of reinforcement of what he told them.
Okay, okay. You say the other, and then you have to go vital. What's the next 2 weeks? Rani Akara, you have to make the conversation with her. You're right. I don't have a satisfying shot, and you have to work it out. I just want to buy. All the goal over here is, it's a beautiful Vardy the regular year. This year it throws us off altogether. And this, does that mean we just abandon it? Adorable. It's a challenge. We should now understand and uncover a different conversation. Okay, it's a different ending, a different version of the story. What it is, I do not know. You're saying an idea. I don't have. Let me just run through it very quickly. What I'm saying is really what you're saying. I think you're saying the same exact thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yeshaya this week, you failed. Let's understand why you failed. The first thing we have to understand is Hashem is asking, not as a rhetorical question, a statement. Eze mokoy minuchas. We failed. I sent you on a mission. And the mission was to give nechama. We didn't go into details, just talk Nechama. Klal Yisrael reject you. Why did they reject you? It must be because you don't understand, and Klal Yisrael does not understand the meaning of Nechama. So therefore Hashem says we have to ask the question, what exactly is Nechama? If we will know what Nechama is, then I can send you Yeshaya back. I don't have to do this myself, and you will succeed. It's a much higher madrega when a person can do the job and not Hashem. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to do the job, that means we're failures. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe, you make the menorah. Moshe says, I don't know how to make the menorah. Oy, I'll have to do it myself. Throw it into the fire. Is that a mile or a chasaran? It's a chasaran. Because if Hashem gave us this world, and Hashem told us what to do, so we should do it. Not Hashem. We should do that. That's what Hashem gave us a chelik in this world, to be mekadesh him. So if Hashem has to tell Moshe, oh, you don't know how to make the menorah, just throw it into the fire and I'll do it. That's not a milah. It's a chasaran. Hashem says, in a regular year, Hashem says, Yeshaya, I have a mission for you. Yeshaya fails. Yeshaya fails. He fails. So Hashem says, no, you failed. No, I'll take care of it myself. This year is a higher madrega. This year Hashem says, Yeshaya, you're not going to fail. You're going to do it again. You're going to do it again, Yeshaya. And I'm going to train you what to do. This year is a better year. You have to always go better than the previous years. This year, Yeshaya, you failed. Nope, come into the principal's office. Let's have a conversation. Why did you fail? And we're going to fix you up. And first thing I'm going to ask you, Yeshaya, tell me, what exactly is Nechama? When you went to the people and you said to Klal Yisrael, you're about to give Nechama, What was your technique? What was your approach? What is Nechama? How were you trying to comfort them? Whatever you were trying to do, they read on your face what you were trying to do and they rejected you. You didn't get into the first door because you don't know how to give Nechama. So let's review what Nechama is. Let me challenge you, Yeshaya. Eze mokoy menuchasi. Where is the mokoy of menucha by the Ribbono Shel Olam? Menucha, I'm suggesting, is synonymous with Nechama. Define for me, I'm challenging you, Yeshaya. What is Nechama? So Yeshaya responds, last week, I'll tell you, Hashem, you know what Nechama is. Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Nechama. The Nechama is not, oh, don't worry, you're in Golus, you have Parnasa, you have this. Exactly what you were saying. The Nechama is knowing that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem says, excellent. Now you've recalibrated your definition of Nechama. Until now, you probably went to give them Nechama. No, you lost the Beis HaMikdash, but don't worry, you'll have beautiful houses in Flatbush, and you'll get covered, and you'll have this, and you'll have this, and you'll have this, and you'll have all these gewaltige things. Golus is not so bad. You'll have a wonderful galus with wonderful families and all this and all that. It's not so bad. That was your kavana when you went to give nechama to Klal Yisrael. They gave one look at you and they said goodbye. So he goes back to Hashem. Hashem, they don't want to talk to me. So Hashem says, tell me, define for me, what was your kavanah? What were you going to say to them? Obviously, you have a problem, Yeshaya. You don't even know what Nechama is. They're not happy with being in Golus, and being rich and successful and having families. That's not going to give them comfort. The only comfort is having a chelik in the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Let me challenge you. What is Nechama? Is it Mokoy Minuchasi? Yeshaya comes back last week and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I did my homework. I Googled you. I Googled it. And the answer is, Anoichi, Anoichi. It's not Hashem speaking. It's Yeshaya speaking. And the Chum is, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Aseres HaDibrois, Emunah Pshuta. The full scope of knowledge of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the only Nechama. So Hashem says to Yeshaya, excellent. Now that you know what Nechama is, go back and do it again. He goes back, and this week he says to Klal Yisrael, the first Haftarah, he says to Klal Yisrael, Roni Akara Lo Yolada. Even though Taka Lo Yolada, you have nothing. You have nothing. You're an Akara. You have the Ribbono Shel Olam. Roni Akara Lo Yolada. You have the Ribbono Shel Olam. But guess what? Yeshaya fails a second time. He fails again. Sheva pamim yipol tzadik.
Then the come.
He fails nochamol. And that's why after we read Roni, he tells Klal Yisrael, so new you're in Akara. But still you have Anochi Anochi. I learned the lesson. So what happened? What do we read? The second haftarah for this week's parasha. The second is Aniya Soyara still loy nuchama. Yeshaya fails. It goes back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I came with a new approach. At least I got in the first door. I got in the door. Last time I didn't get even in the door. They locked me out. At least I got in because you know what? I did research. I got it, but I still failed. Ani asar eloi nuchama. So Hashem says back to who? Who's the next conversation? Not the Klal Yisrael. To Yeshaya. Humi oiri ki va'oirech. Try again. Hashem is speaking to Yeshaya. Like sheva pamim yipol tzadik. V'kom. Hashem is speaking to Yeshaya. Your day will yet come. Kumi oiri ki va'oirech. Your light, Yeshaya, your ability to succeed and give nechama will one day come. And indeed, the last week, sois osis ba'Hashem, which we can say goes on both Klal Yisrael and on Yeshaya, that he succeeds, and by him succeeding, he brings Klal Yisrael to succeed. So what I'm trying to say over here is that this year, this is all drush, and you can say whatever you want. I'm saying over here is I'm sorry. No, that don't need to talk. Right. This year is a different. That's rachamim upon us. This year,
I want to say. No, I want to say.
No.
They have needed somebody coming to meet Avim. And say Hashem minachem etchem b'toch avadisyon v'yerushalayim. Ze nechama igets. Hashem omer nachamu nachamu yomar elokeichem. Why we should not say thank you Hashem, you are going to give us nechama. Why you should be rebel? We shouldn't be.
You're right. So basically what I'm trying to suggest to you that this, we're taking the maril, but it's a different year. And the conversation is not between so much Klal Yisrael and Hashem. It's really a conversation between Hashem and Yeshaya. And we are listening to the conversation because there's so much to learn from this conversation. This conversation, if Yeshaya will succeed, Mamela will succeed. So review the steps very quickly. Hashem says to Yeshaya, go! Yeshaya, they don't let him in the front door. They reject him. Okay, he goes back. He goes back to Hashem, and he says back to Hashem. He goes back and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did I read this holding right? He goes back and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the third week is, I'm getting all mixed up now. Ania Sara Loi Lucham. I'm getting confused over here. What do we read this week? What do we read this week? I'm getting all confused now. One second. This is with Rani Akara. And then we read. And so the second week, let's go back. Let's go. We start off with Nachamu, Nachamu. The second week is Vatayim Etzion, Etzion says Hashem has rejected us. Now, what was the third week? The third week was Parashas Re'eh. Is Rosh Chodesh. He says to Hashem, Hashem, Zavani Hashem. The third week is, now it's a little, the third week is Rosh Chodesh. Right. Hashem says, Yeshaya, I have observed that Vatoymer Siyon HaZavani, we're really combining two steps in what I'm trying to say. He goes to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael rejects him. Vatoymer Siyon HaZavani Hashem. Hashem is what? That's the second week. So Hashem now says, Yeshaya, they rejected you. We have to review why you failed. And the reason why you failed, you have to make with yourself a Cheshbon HaNefesh, Eze Mokon Menuchasi. What's the Shoresh of? I'm translating the word Menucha, rest, to be synonymous with the word Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu, I'm suggesting it's really all the same concept. You failed? The reason why Klal Yisrael V'atoy Metzina Zavani Hashem, we have to go back to the drawing board. What is Nechama? When you try to give them Nechama, what were you trying to do? What is Nechama? Eze Mokon Menuchasi. And Yeshaya comes back and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I've done research, I spent a whole week learning, and the answer is, Anochi, Anochi. That's the true Nechama. Not money, success, and property. So, Nechama is having a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Very good. Now that you know Anochi, Anochi, you go back and give Nechama again. He goes back and at least he succeeds in getting in the front door, and he says to Klal Yisrael, Roni Akara v'lo yolada. Rejoice. Rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happens? He's rejected again. He's rejected. Ania soyara loy nuchama. He goes back to Hashem and he says, Hashem, they rejected me twice. Hashem says, so what? So they rejected you twice. Sheva pam yipol tzadim, but we're on the right track. At least you got in the front door. Don't worry, keep at it. Hashem now is speaking not to Klal Yisrael, he's speaking to Yeshaya. The day will come when you will succeed. Kumi oiri, rise up my light. Kivo oirech, he's referring to Yeshaya in this interpretation. The day will come when your light will shine. Uchvoid Hashem alayich nigla, the honor of Hashem will rest upon you, Yeshaya. The honor of Hashem, you will represent me, and you will succeed in your mission. And the last week is indeed sois osis v'Hashem. Indeed, the day will come when he does succeed. So it's a conversation. Now, this is again my drush, which may be total nonsense, but the idea is definitely a good idea. The Maril, it's the Maril. This week we are shaken up. We've gone, of course, and you got to now come up with a new conversation between Hashem and the Nevi'im and Klal Yisrael, and put all the pieces of the puzzle together. Enough said. Let's now go to another vart. We have to go vice. After Shir, we'll talk about after Shir.
There's one possibility. What's to say that there's a Minhag to lane when you tap in Bayela from the Frodos, and what is before Rosh Hashanah, there's a Minhag to lane Dirshu, which is adjacent to Roni Akara and the Asara, amongst Avedot Mizrach. They do not do Anias or Noah, they only do it for...
But the, after that minute, you have to know if they even lay in Lash Chodesh. Those who lay in, who in Shuvah Yisrael the last week, do they even lay in... I think
this substitutes for Sos Hasis.
I think it's totally Zebezed. They don't lay in Rosh Chodesh the third week. They lay in the regular after Anias Soyara.
Well, because they don't lay it to Noah, so they have to do it at some point.
Okay, so you have to see the calculation according to each shita. This is our minute. I am Panam Torah. But this is our minute, this is an idea. Let's go vite. Let's go discuss. Okay, I want to discuss another idea. This is parasha we learned about Korcha. Okay, we go through the idea, we search upon the entire parasha. Three times in this week's parasha do we mention the theme of chance. The first time we mention chance is by Shiluach HaKan is chance. What's the chance? Ki Yikorei Kan Sipar Baderech. It's spelled with an aleph, which really means to call out, but we read it as if there is a hey, which means by chance. You're walking on the road and just by chance, you come across a Kan Sipar. So what should you do? Do not take lo siha im al banim, shleach teshlach ha'soim v'chulu v'chulu. What's the next time we read about the word, chance? If a machane goes out to melchama, towards the end of the parasha, if a machane goes out to melchama, he shomer midovar ra, be very careful that you should not come in contact with anything which will cause you to be moitze shikva zera levatala. And if that happens, you have to leave the machaneh and go to mikvah. Let me read you the words of the parasha. Parashas Kitzeitzei. It says here, give me one moment to find it. Yibum, Fork, Yisha, Yisha, Benegatok, Yisasha. Okay, no, move it back. Here it is, it's a perik of Gimel Pasik Yud. Kitzeitzei machaneh al oyevecha. If a machane goes out against your enemy. Interesting, you know, we had before Kiseitse, the parsha begins with Kiseitse la milchama al oyevecha. Here it is the word Kiseitse machane al oyevecha. Why did it not say the word machane in the beginning of the parsha? Kiseitse machane la milchama al oyevecha. When the parsha begins, there's a war. Milchemes Rishus. So what does it say? He says, if you go out, la milchama, to war, al oyevecha. Here, we're also discussing going out against your enemy. It doesn't say the word war, because obviously there's not a war. You're doing some reconnaissance. You're doing whatever you're doing. You're scouting, whatever you're doing. But why does it need the word machane? He said, say machane al oyevecha. There should be consistency. If it does not say the word machane in the beginning of the parasha, it should not say the word machane in this section. If it says machane here, just say it there. Okay, that's a kasha. We'll come to it in a moment. He said, say machane al oyevecha. V'nishmarta. You shall guard yourself mikol dovara. Be very careful mikol dovara. Rashi does not even comment what the dovara is. From the context, it appears it means don't look at things that you should not be looking at, because that's going to cause a person to be moitzei zera. And la del kiyeh ivcha ish asher lo yeh tohar mikrei loyla. The second time the word mikrei appears in the parasha. By chance, it was a chance occurrence in the evening. Mikrei loyla. The yotzal michutz the machne lo yovil toicha machne. You have to leave. You have to go be mitaris. Where is the third time we have the word mikra in this week's parsha? Amalek. Amalek. It says zochor eitz asher os lachamal b'yach batzis l'mitzrayim asher korcha baderech. They happen to meet up with you on the road. My high. What's going on over here? Three times in one parsha. You come on, never have this word in the whole Torah. And this week got a bonus, a triple bonus, 3 for 1. Three times we have the word karcha. What's the message? What's the machshava? The answer is, if you look at all three, discuss three very different situations. The first mention of Kan Sipar is an individual. The last time we have the word karcha is Gans Klal Yisrael. Amalek came to destroy not one person, not a chabura. They came to destroy the Gans Klal Yisrael. Amalek had no. It was they were not satisfied until they would kill every man. Zochar Eitz Asher Karcha Baderech. They met us on the road with the intent to wipe us out. No survivors. What's the third reference? The middle reference? Amachane. Nishtahi Nishtaher. The word Karcha is not connected with the Gans Klal Yisrael. It's not connected with an individual. It's connected with Amachane. Amachane means a group of people. A group of people. And a certain Rav used to say to someone, what does it bother you? They're not part of your machane. Every person, they're your community. This is my community. What do you have with them? Mind your own business. It's not your machane. There are other groups in Klal Yisrael. They do what they want. They have their hashkafa, their abonim, their derech. Mind your business. It's not your machane. A machane. Arvus also, but to a degree, there's a balance. A machane has the connotation of a group, not the Gans Klal Yisrael and not the Yochid, a group. The combination of these three, now each one of these three things, it says the word mikra, but Chazal bend backwards to darshan the word mikra. By Amalek, the whole essence of Amalek is to say everything that happens in this world is just a coincidence. This is the whole machlekes. Kiyod b'keis koh. Melchama l'Hashem b'amolek midor ador. What's the machlekes? The machlekes over the word mikra, korcha. The whole essence of Amalek is they deny the hashkacha protis of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything that happens in this world is a mikra. Such people have to be obliterated. This is a disease to say such a thing. There's no mikra in this world. Everything in this world is b'hashkacha protis. To the smallest dot. But a person can make a mistake and think, maybe this Hashgacha Prat is for the Klal Yisrael. But for a machane, not the whole Klal Yisrael, they're not subject to the same Hashgacha Prat. It's just, it's a mikra. Well, Gans Klal Yisrael is destiny. Netzach Yisrael lo yishake. But a chabura, a shul, a community, they're not subject to the same hashkocha practice. Chas v'shalom. It says, ki seitze machane aloi vecha, v'nishmarto mikol dovera, ki yebucha ish asher lo yetar mikre loyla. You're part of it now, even though we're discussing an individual, but this individual is part of the machane. He's part of the machane. And in the machane, there's a mikre. In this machane, the Pasuk says, this requires, if you look at this as a mikra, the way it's spelled here is taka mikra with a hey, you know what the chasaran over here is? The chasaran is, this is drush, it's a mikra. An individual of the machane can think that something happens is only a mikra. Nothing happens in a vacuum. If an individual thinks something is a mikra, that's because he's a product of an environment. The environment thinks it means the whole machane is a gilui, that the whole machane thinks it's a mikra. If one person of the machane can have a mikra ilayla, I'm part of the, that means I'm influenced by my community. That it shows that there's a chesaron in the machane where they think things happen just by chance. And the pasuk says, you better correct this. How do you correct this? You go and you tire yourself. V'yotza el michutz la'machane lo yovei el teicha machane. Don't ruin it for everyone. This disease in the machane continue. The machane has to appreciate that there's no such thing as the mikre. V'ha yolifnois erev yirchatz b'moyim b'metayar yisav and then v'ha Hashem shev el teicha machane. The idea here is that the hashkacha of Ribbono Shel Olam is not just for Klal Yisrael. It's even for a select group of people who work together as a team. A chabura. A chabura works together as a team. They all have to be makir that everything that happens to this team is hashkacha pratis. And there's one individual that doesn't appreciate that. He's poisoning the whole machaneh. And if it remains in this machane, the disease will spread to the whole machane. They'll all think everything is just a mikra. And the machane has to appreciate there's no such thing as a mikra when it comes to a machane. And therefore he has to leave. He may not be pardoned, not contaminate them. He has to retire himself in order to preserve the integrity of the machane, to appreciate nothing happens by coincidence. And the beginning of the parasha tells you the biggest chiddush. That a person, a pure individual, is walking in the forest and he sees a bird's nest. Ki yikore kan tzipor lefonecha baderech. A pure individual. It's not a mikra. That you happen to meet up with this bird, the mother bird. In fact, here it's spelled with an aleph. With an aleph, which Chazal, why is spelled with an aleph? It should be spelled with a hey. Coincidence is yikra with a hey. Why is there an aleph? It's not a coincidence. Hashem is speaking to you. By Hashem having you come and meet up with this bird and the mother and telling you to be mekayim this mitzvah and all of the lofty things that this mitzvah involves, Hashem is speaking directly to you. Here it's spelled with an aleph and it's spelled with a hey. Hashem has a message for you and with this mitzvah, the lofty things that Chazal say, it's for you and you're the individual. So what do we take away from all this? A very powerful limud musar in this week's parasha. There's no such thing as a coincidence. Everything that happens in this world is behashkocha pratis. And there are those that will tell you, well, there are different levels of hashkacha. There's a hashkacha for the Klal Yisrael, the Netzach Yisrael lo Yishaker, and then there's a hashkacha, let's say, for a community, a subset of the Klal, and then there's a hashkacha for an individual who says they're all the same. Maybe things happen by chance to an individual. Maybe for a community it's not the same level as the Klal Yisrael as a whole. The Torah in this week's parsha reinforces that there's hashkacha pratis across the board. Whether you're a yachid, whether it's Klal Yisrael, or whether you're just a chabura, you're somewhere in the middle, there's no such thing as a mikra. In each parasha, the Torah expresses this in its unique way. When it comes to Kansipar, the Torah taught us this a lesson by changing from the letter, From changing from the letter al hey to the letter aleph for the yochid is hashkacha. When it comes to the machane, don't contaminate the machane. The machane, they're not mikre, and you're a mikre. You're going to ruin it for all of them. Get out. Be mitahar yourself. Recognize the hashkacha, and then you can come back and be part of the machane. Because the machane has to be pure. The hakara. And then this Klal Yisrael, the Milchama L'Hashem HaMalek, is because Hashem HaKarach B'derach. It's a powerful lesson. There is Hashkocha Pratis in every dimension of this world. Okay, next. Let's go back to the next Yisrael. Reading the Parasha, a very powerful Yisrael. Reading the Parasha, something which we really overlook. Everyone darshes about Yifas Toyar. And there's a very strange Rashi. This Rashi really is something that really is very shocking. And it's a Chazal, Rashi calling Chazal, and we don't really talk. We just make believe doesn't exist. We really. I think most people just pass over this. Rashi says we take this Eishes Yifas, so we take it to the door. We shave off her head. This man, he went to Milchama, and he sees this beautiful woman, wants to marry her. Not so fast. Don't marry her so fast. There has to be a cooling down period. You have to really decide if you really can't live without her. So what are you going to do in the meantime? Shave off her hair, cut her nails. Have tired to the door and let her cry for a month. Yerach yamim, when she'll cry, you'll step on her when you walk in and out for 30 days. You'll say, for her? This is the one I wanted to marry? This is the one? Her? What? what kind of a shiksa is this over here? Hopefully after 30 days, you'll come to your senses, you'll cool down and you'll right away, you'll abandon her. But that's not what Rashi says. That's not what I said is true. It's all part of the picture. But Rashi emphasizes something entirely different. Why does she cry for 30 days? Uvochso esovia kol kach lama kidei shetehei bas Yisroel simecha. Your daughter should be happy and zvizo atseva. And this shiksa should be sad. Bas Yisrael Miska Shetes, your daughter will be beautiful. We will be in beautiful jewelry, we have long hair and fancy clothing. And this shik, so that you tie it to the door, Vizo Misnaveles will be disgusting. Has nothing to do with you. I just told you, guy has hormones are out of control. Right? Isn't that what it's all about over here? His hormones are out of control. So Hashem says, take a cold shower for 30 days. Right? Take a cold shower for 30 days to calm down and spit on this woman, make her disgusting. It's all about you. It's all a technique in order to put your mind in the proper perspective. No. This has nothing to do with you. Nothing. You know why you do this? So there should be a contrast between your daughter and the shiksa. This shiksa is crying, is disgusting, and your daughter, also your daughter is happy.
It's for the same purpose, though.
Is it? Is it? How does that enhance it?
You
can't marry your daughter.
It doesn't have to be
literally a daughter.
A Jewish girl. Okay.
Jewish girls are far superior going on here? To this one.
I hear your answer, but the kash is still better than the answer. What's going on over here? What's all about over here? So obviously, there's something a lot deeper going on in the parish of Yifas Torah that we really, unfortunately, we don't really appreciate. What? There's something very deep. There's a person over here who wants to marry the Yifas Torah. Why? So I told you because guys' hormones are on steroids, right? Such a beautiful woman. He never saw something so wow. He just can't live with himself without this woman. Is that fun? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Is that really the problem? It seems from Rashi that's not the problem. It seems, and then there's a lot of truth to this today in society, especially very close societies, which are done for a reason, now that come to questioning, is that people think there's a whole world out there that has something to offer.
The grass is
greener on the other side.
Especially
when parents shelter children as they should, because it's a very dangerous world. And you don't expose children to the world. You don't expose them. You know there's something called the internet. Wow. Who knows the gewaldige things that we can do? Who knows the world? We can't eat non-kosher. We can't. And a person, it's normal. It's normal. It's healthy almost. If you're sheltering me, there's a healthy curiosity. What is on the other side? What is out there? And when parents tell them, my child, trust me, there's nothing there. There is nothing, there's no happiness you're going to find out there in the world. It's all fake. It's all phony. And it's dangerous. It's harmful. Don't be impressed. The only simcha you're going to have is niyados, is with the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Torah. Not everyone is able to swallow that pill. Okay? Because not every parent is able to give it over. Trust me, there's nothing out there. There's nothing out there. If you'll go out there, you'll come back, you'll realize there's nothing out there. But don't go out there. Trust me, it's not kedai to go through this whole process. That's what this is all about. Over here, what does he want this Eishes Yifas Toya? It's not just because she's so beautiful, she's so this, she's so that. It's a different culture. It's a different world. They have something to offer. This woman comes from a different world. If I'll marry her, she was brought up in a different society, a different culture. She has different values. You know, there's a whole world out there. Maybe, Taka, there's something out there that is lacking, that's lacking chas v'shalom in the Torah. It's a curiosity. It's not lust. It's not taiva. It's, why does he want to marry the Eishes Yifas Torah? Everyone is, you're going to tell me, every soldier, every person, this law, they're carried away by lust? Really? Maybe, okay, Enoch and I, there are people like that, you're right. But is that true?
Marriage is not usually the goal.
But it's more of an intellectual curiosity. How would that sound? Eishes Yifas Torah is not just taiva. It's an intellectual curiosity. What does this person have to offer? How can we integrate them into Klal Yisrael to the benefit of Klal Yisrael. Bringing some new blood from outside Klal Yisrael to integrate into Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, take this woman, bring her into your home, tie her down, shave off her head, cut her nails, and look at her for 30 days and look at your daughter for 30 days. Look at your daughter. I want you to compare the two. I want your daughter, buy for your daughter beautiful clothing for these 30 days. I want you to, this technique is a technique that you should realize you're making a big mistake. There's nothing out there. There's nothing out there. Appreciate what you have.
If you do that to the Jewish girl, it'd be the same thing.
What do you do to the Jewish girl?
If you take your daughter and you shave off her head, she would cry for 30 days, and you'd feel the same way about her.
No, it won't. It's exactly, it won't. It won't. It won't. It won't. It won't.
It's not a fair equation.
I think it is a fair equation. It is. I think it is a fair equation. I think it's because you, by this technique, the reason why we're doing this, what does it mean over here in Rashi? It's a pillar, Rashi.
I don't know.
Rashi says, so your daughter should be happy and beautiful. What? What does it have to do with anything? The answer is, what's the problem? What's the core of the problem? The core of the problem is, you don't appreciate your daughter. You don't appreciate the beauty of your legacy, of what you have. Daughter over here doesn't necessarily mean daughter. It means it's a mashal. You don't appreciate the yoifi of Torah, the beauty what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given Klal Yisrael. It's not beautiful enough. There's something out there in the world that Hashem has denied us, and we're curious, and we want to experiment with it, and fill what we're lacking. Hashem says, Bidavka, I want you to have a contrast period to break this mistake. Take this Goyish woman, the curiosity, bring her inside. And okay, you say, why do you have to cut her here? This is the thing that happened. Okay, there are missing links in my bar. But the purpose, at least answer the question, is the purpose is, the goal is, I want you to appreciate what you have. You learn Pashup Shah, the Olam says, the purpose of doing this is that this woman should be disgusting in your eyes. That's incorrect. I'm saying that. That's not the purpose. It's not that she should be disgusting. Maybe she's beautiful. Maybe you like women who are bald. Some people, I get nauseated when I see these nail polish, right? Cut off her nails. Okay, I went yesterday, this woman was, they were chatting among, they were mamish bragging with, oh, look at your nails, like these, right? Not everyone enjoys these elaborate, multicolored nails in the Guinness Book of World Records. The purpose is not that she should be disgusting. Maybe, Adra, maybe by taking off her hair, Adra, you're making her look more beautiful. Maybe the hair is so disgusting and the nails are so disgusting, you're taking away this avodah zara. And you're making her beautiful by taking off all the nonsense. The goal though is not that she should be disgusting in your eyes. The goal is you should appreciate what you have. Your daughter is beautiful. Your bias is beautiful. You're making, the only reason why you want this Yifas Toyar is not because of Taivas Guf. Intellectual curiosity. That's what's really the core of why you want to go marry this non-Jewish girl. There's something that we don't have. It's a mistake. And you have to do things so that Bas Yisrael Semecha, Bas Yisrael Miskashetes, appreciate the Simcha Sachayim that Hashem has given you, appreciate the beauty of Yadus.
What? Why would Hashem want you to put through this nisayon?
People have these nisayonists. You go out into the world. The people who are the more sheltered you are, Hasidim have this much more than Litvaks. Sure. Because Hasidim, they're very, very sheltered. And when they get a little bit older and the gates are open, they go out into the world, they have a very, very hard time dealing with the nisayonists. Because they've been sheltered. And there's an intellectual curiosity. What's out there in the world? What does the world have to offer? What does it have to offer? And then you discover, then Hashem says, that's a mistake. You don't appreciate what you really have. And you have two things. Not that it should be misnavelis, but you should appreciate what you have. Good. All right, have a wonderful day. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.